How often children are very blunt. Sometimes they will tell you the truth when you least expect it, and they don't even hide sometimes when they're mad. Two brothers were fighting, and you know the old story. The mother usually runs to break it up and says, "This is your brother. Be nice to him. Why did you call him stupid? Say you're sorry." And the one brother goes, "I'm sorry you're stupid." We want to forgive without forgiving. We would prefer to compare ourselves to others. The dysfunctional others. We like to think that we are better because other people are worse. But it is not so. Everyone you know has a reputation. And everyone has character. And character is always more important than your reputation. Because your reputation is what people think about you. But your character is who you really are. And 1,000 angels singing your praises will not make you any better. And 1,000 evil people saying how bad you are will not make you any worse. But what you choose will be your future. And perhaps the greatest gift God gave us is the ability to choose our future. Not every year, not every day, but every second. You can stop and say, "Mama." You can say, "Tato." You can say, "God, I'm tired of living the way I'm living." Then stop living that way. You know how simple it is. "Doctor, doctor, it hurts when I do that." Don't do that. Don't do that. Is it that hard? Are we in front of a congressional inquiry? Do we need a special counsel? Be strong enough to tell the truth to yourself. And to the young children, the moment you decide you're in control of your life, stop blaming your parents. You are responsible. You have the ability to choose. Husbands and wives, very convenient excuses, but not valid. You said you would love one another. Do it. Do it. And if anyone is hurt among you, and if anyone feels weak, and if you think anyone is worse than you, and deep in your heart you said, "I will never forgive." There's an old joke about that too. Two brothers said, "We're mad." And one said, "I will never forgive you until I die." And the other one says, "I hope you don't have long to wait." But why wait for death to resolve issues? When you have the power to create your future, do something countercultural, believe in Jesus' power to save your life, and say, "I am building my character. If my reputation is okay, good. But I can't control that. But I can control who I become." And I will end it with my famous phrase. Remember, life is fair. The goal of the Christian life is not to have good things happen to you, but for you to become good. And after this world is over,
No matter what happiness you have celebrated, what sickness or trials you have endured, you will always end up with yourself, the self that you have created, that you have chosen, and whatever you don't like about yourself, change it today. Make it easier for the rest of us. Make it easier for yourself. And remember, the church is not a museum for saints. It's a hospital for sinners. Let's help each other get healthy, because this is the will of Christ, that we forgive one another for the sake of the resurrection and understand that the resurrection can happen every moment you say, I am sick of sin. I want virtue. Sin is boring. Virtue is life-giving. And I want to live. Христос воскрес. Amen.